Hello, my name is Peter Johnson, and I'm Director of Admissions for the full-time MBA program at the Haas School of Business at UC Berkeley.
And I'm Stephanie Fuji, Associate Director of MBA Admissions.
We'd like to talk with you today about what our admissions committee is looking for as we evaluate applications for admission.
For many applicants, MBA admission seems like some secret process that magically produces an MBA class. Although there isn't a formula, it's also not as mysterious as it seems. There are specific qualities that our admissions committee identifies in successful candidates. We'd like to share some tips with you about how to present the strongest application possible.
So there are three key areas that we're considering as we evaluate applications: academic aptitude, professional accomplishments and leadership, and personal qualities. We'll talk about each of these areas and provide some tips about things to do, as well as some things to avoid.
What are we considering when we evaluate academic aptitude? We look at your undergraduate or first-degree transcript in combination with your GMAT scores. If you've already attended a graduate school program, we also consider those transcripts. Although having a prior graduate degree in another field isn't a requirement, that information can tell us about your ability to handle rigorous coursework at the graduate level. Basically, we're trying to evaluate your ability to succeed academically in our program.
In addition to your grade point average, we're very interested in the caliber of the institution you attended, the difficulty of your major, and the trend in your grades as well. Did they improve over time or did they decline? We're also interested in understanding your quantitative proficiency, since our curriculum, especially in the first-year core courses, requires solid quantitative preparation. So we'll be looking for courses in things like statistics, college algebra, and perhaps calculus. If you don't have those courses in your undergraduate curriculum, it will make the quantitative subscore on the GMAT more important in our review of your application.
It's important to note, however, that we don't have a preference for any particular major. Although we certainly have econ and business majors, we've also admitted students with academic programs as diverse as art history, zoology. Again, the important thing is that you're ready for rigorous academic work at the graduate level.
In addition to the academic record, we'll be looking closely at your GMAT scores, of course, in combination with your academic history. We'll consider not only the overall score, but also the quantitative and verbal subscores, as well as the analytical writing assessment. We don't have minimum score requirements for the GMAT, but the middle 80% range of those applicants that we admit is almost always in the 650 to 750 range. So in other words, only 10% of the students that got admitted had scores below 650. It's to your advantage to be sure that you're at least within that middle 80% range if you want to maximize your chances of admission. Although the GMAT causes a lot of anxiety for business school applicants, remember, this is just one factor that we consider.
After evaluating your academic aptitude, we'll also look closely at your professional accomplishments and leadership skills. Since we are a graduate management education program, work experience is very important in our selection process. Not only the quantity of work experience, but also the quality of that experience. In terms of quantity, most of the applicants who gain admission to our program have between 3 and 7 years of work experience after their bachelor's degree. It's pretty rare that we offer admission to anyone with less than 2 years.
And more important than the length of time that you've worked is the quality of your work experience. This means that we really need to understand your career progression. Why have you transitioned from one job to another? How has your role progressed within each organization? Have your responsibilities increased? Have you had the opportunity to develop leadership skills?
Please make sure that you indicate each job title you've held within a particular organization and communicate what your specific responsibilities were. Some candidates make the mistake of only listing their current or most recent position, and that really makes it difficult for us to understand how they've advanced.
After all, no one starts out in a managerial role, and it's often more impressive to us when an applicant has actually made significant progress through a succession of promotions.
It's also important to communicate how you've demonstrated leadership within your company or organization. Admissions committees are definitely looking for leadership potential in candidates. You can demonstrate leadership in many different ways, however. You don't have to directly supervise others to be a leader.
For example, leading teams, facilitating meetings, managing processes, or a significant project, those are all good examples of leadership. Perhaps you've simply come up with a great idea and taken the initiative to do something innovative in your organization.
Really think about the ways in which you've impacted your organization and be sure to list those on your resume and in your application for admission.
We not only learn about the leadership and the impact that you've had on your organization from what you tell us, but also from what your recommenders tell us about you. so remember to choose your recommenders very carefully.
For the Berkeley MBA application, we require 2 professional letters of recommendation. Some candidates submit letters from former professors, but we're really not interested in academic recommendations. It's much more important to us to hear from people who can really speak to your work experience within a professional context. Ideally, one of your letters would be from your current supervisor or at least a former supervisor.
And be sure to select individuals who have worked with you closely and who will be able to provide specific examples about your work. We see many letters with complimentary statements, but the strongest letters are those that back up the statements with clear and detailed examples.
You may want to suggest that your recommenders consult past performance evaluations just to jog their memory in terms of coming up with specific examples that they can share. It's usually a good idea to also give them an updated copy of your resume.
And keep in mind that the title of the letter writer is not nearly as important as the content. Many applicants make the mistake of submitting a letter from the CEO of an organization or perhaps from a famous person. Although they might provide a good generic letter, it's not really helpful to us unless the individual submitting the letter has worked closely with you and can provide actual details about your professional skills.
Finally, it's very important to understand that we as an admissions committee are extremely interested in enrolling a class with very diverse professional interests. Although we have many bankers and consultants in our program, you don't have to be from a traditional industry area just to get an offer of admission.
We're interested in the richness of your experience, and we're evaluating what you will contribute to the Berkeley MBA program. The third area that we're going to discuss falls generally under the category of personal qualities. We're interested in understanding our applicants as individuals. In other words, what's important to you? What are you passionate about?
We gauge this in a few ways. What you tell us in your application essays, your extracurricular involvement, and if you're invited, the interview. In addition to asking about your career goals, you'll notice that we have a number of unique short answer questions. For example, we'll ask, if you could have dinner with any individual, past or present, who would it be and why? Many applicants wonder why we ask this question, since it doesn't appear to be directly related to business school. But as Pete mentioned, we ask because we're interested in understanding who you are as an individual.
An important tip here is to remember that there are many good answers to these questions. The essential thing is for you to honestly present your thoughts and interests. The number one mistake that applicants make in their essays is that they spend too much time trying to write what they think the admissions committee wants to read.
In other words, trying to second-guess what the admissions committee is looking for. It's usually not a good strategy, as it'll result in a dull application. These responses don't stand out amongst the thousands of essays that we read. I think a good way to get started could be to sit down with a cup of tea or a glass of wine, whatever relaxes you, and just draft an honest response to each question.
Of course, you'll want to edit and polish it up a bit, and maybe have someone that you know read through it to tell you if your message is getting through. Make sure that you pick someone who will be brutally honest with you. So in general, a spouse, boyfriend, or girlfriend is probably not a great choice.
Don't underestimate the time involved in this process. Really give yourself enough time to work on the essays. If the responses you come up with genuinely reflect your interests and passions, those are likely to make the best impression on the admissions committee.
Our long essay question will ask you to discuss your career goals and why the Berkeley MBA program is a good fit. Again, we encourage you to give some serious thought to this question.
Like the short answer questions, the career goals essay should reflect your passions and interests, not what you think we want to hear. If you really want to start a microfinance organization in Tanzania to address poverty, tell us. Don't make up an essay about your love of strategy consulting if it isn't really what interests you, simply because you think that will improve your chances for admission.
And you'll want to make sure that you make a case for why you're interested in our program in particular. Many applicants seem to like the find and replace feature in their word processing software, and they use the same basic essays for a number of applications.
Yes, reading about your passionate desire to study at Harvard GSB doesn't tend to make a strong impression.
The strongest essays will be those that reflect a deeper level of knowledge about a particular program, beyond simple course titles or generalities. So when you're writing your application, think about those things that excite you about the Berkeley MBA program and make sure that you discuss them. If you're able to visit campus before applying, it's a great way to learn about the culture and about how the program might be a good fit for you. If you don't have that opportunity, research our website, read student blogs, participate in online chats, or go to one of the Berkeley MBA information sessions around the world. These are all good ways to gather this sort of information. And we certainly understand that not everyone is able to visit the campus.
Another area that we'll review is your extracurricular involvement. Information about these activities, both during your undergraduate studies and since you finished your degree, gives us a sense of what's important to you. It also provides a clue as to how involved you'll be as a student should you gain admission. Many of the very best learning opportunities in the program, the International Business Development Program, business plan competitions, and student organizations, for example, are not required activities, but they really add to your experience as a student here.
We do recognize, however, that your ability to participate in current extracurricular activities is shaped to some degree by the kind of work that you're doing. If you have frequent travel responsibilities or if you work in remote locations, you might not have the same opportunities as other applicants. Realize that we consider all of these activities in the context of where you live and work. Also keep in mind that we look at the quality of the experiences you've had. Have you held leadership positions? How long were you involved with the organization?
And finally, let's talk about the interview. For the full-time MBA program, we do not have an open interview process. You must be invited to interview, which happens after the admissions committee has completed its initial review of your application.
In a typical year, we invite 25 to 30% of our applicants to have an interview. It's quite rare that we make an offer of admission without one. We offer interviews in many cities around the world as well as on campus, and most are conducted by alumni or students who have been trained by the admissions committee. It's rare that a member of the admissions committee is the interviewer.
Generally speaking, you should treat it as you would a job interview. Dress appropriately, prepare for obvious questions, and practice your interview skills. We don't use trick questions in the interview. It's simply another opportunity for you to talk about your experiences, interests, and goals. We're looking at your level of confidence, poise, professional demeanor, interpersonal skills, and the ability to answer questions clearly and concisely. For more tips about interviewing, please listen to our Interview Tips podcast.
So in this brief time, we've walked you through the application process in detail. You now know everything you need to know to present a great application. For more information, please visit our website, listen to our other podcasts, attend one of our information sessions, or visit us on campus.
Thanks for listening, and we look forward to receiving your application.
This has been a presentation of the Haas School of Business at the University of California, Berkeley. Copyright 2007, UC Regents.